this truth of my head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. At CPAC last weekend, what does CPAC stand for? CPAC. What does CPAC stand for? Nothing, absolutely nothing. A gathering of thousands of conservatives. There were two things of interest that happened. Three, actually. We played you audio of one of the speakers that said that we need to defend innocent human life from the very beginning of that human life, personhood. That was significant. Second thing is that Mitt Romney lost for the first time now. It's been 4 years since he started winning consecutively, and Mitt Romney won the presidential poll at CPAC. What does CPAC stand for? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Mitt Romney, the pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, pro-socialist, pro-big government health care reform, pro-tax-funded abortion, all that, Mitt Romney won CPAC 3 years in a row. And in the fall, when American Right to Life published the Mitt Romney profile, prolifeprofiles.com/Romney, pro-life profiles, the prediction was made that Romney, the age of Romney's major Christian endorsements is over. And so, consistent with that prediction, for the first time now in 4 years, Mitt Romney lost. First place, he lost significantly. About 80% of the CPAC attendees voted against Mitt Romney. The what? Number one funded, most suave, best looking, right? Young, vibrant. And instead, they'd rather vote for somebody like Bob Dole. Bob Dole. But anyway, Mitt Romney lost. That was the second most significant thing at CPAC. And the third was what happened when Ryan Sorba got up to speak. Ryan Sorba is known. Maybe later we could talk about when he appeared at Smith College, which is, what is that, an all-girl college? Ryan Sorba got up to speak about his involvement in the Acorn sting. Remember the Acorn sting? Ryan has worked with Lila Rose and James O'Keefe on the Planned Parenthood sting, showing how despicable Planned Parenthood is, the nation's number one abortionist. And then he went on with James O'Keefe to work on part of the Acorn sting. And so they asked him to speak, and he changed the topic. He changed the topic. He was asked to speak about Acorn, and instead he talked about CPAC, the nation's largest conservative gathering, honoring a homosexual group at CPAC, Go Pride, a group called Go Pride. And of course, homosexuality, if you love your neighbor, you'll warn them about homosexuality being destructive. God made us male and female. And God said that men together or women together is a perversion. It is destructive. It will destroy them, and it puts them in rebellion against God and society. If society tolerates that, accepts that, promotes that, puts society at rebellion, into rebellion against God. So Ryan Sorba gets up, and he mentions something about that, and the audience, this is supposed to be conservative, Christian, pro-family, the audience, there is some mixed reaction, but overwhelmingly, it sounds like they don't like what he's saying. And some people start standing up, and they want to shout him off the stage. He's at the speaker's table at the head of one of the CPAC events. Good-sized event. The video's on YouTube, so this is radio. Can we show the video? Actually, what I have here is excerpts. It's only a short. We only have about a minute. But this is excerpts of the video, the Ryan Sorba video that's on YouTube. Let's hear this from CPAC.
Brian Sorba is an organizer with the California Young Americans for Freedom. He participated in that ACORN investigation. So tell us about it.
Just to change the subject for just a second, I'd like to condemn CPAC for bringing Go Pride to this event. Bring it. Bring it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Guess what? Guess what? All right? Guess what? Civil rights are grounded in natural rights. Natural rights are grounded in human nature. Human nature is a rational substance in relationship. The intelligible end of the reproductive act is reproduction. Do you understand that? Civil rights, when they conflict with natural rights, are contrary. Now you sit down. The lesbians at Smith College protest better than you do. The lesbians at Smith College protest better than you do. All right? Bring it.
Freedom of opinion. Freedom of opinion. Freedom of opinion.
All right. And Ryan Sorba is the author of a book. You could get it online, the whole book, The Born Gay Hoax. The Born Gay Hoax. And that just, well, for one, it cracks me up when he says to all these conservatives who are now standing up, booing him, protesting him, that, oh, by the way, I thought they were for tolerance, for free speech, for diversity. No? For respecting all views. I thought we're talking about the beautiful people are the ones who promote homosexuality. So the beautiful people, shouldn't they be respectful to hear out an opposing viewpoint? Shouldn't they be advocating free speech, diversity, tolerance of everyone's views? I mean, they say the world has to be tolerant of their behavior. Shouldn't they? I'm just wondering. These are the beautiful people that we hear protesting in the background. They're the beautiful people. These are the pro-homosexual crowd that masquerade as conservatives. And you'd think if they were really true to what they claim to be their ultimate value of tolerance, you'd think they'd be tolerant. They wouldn't want to shout Ryan Sorba off the platform, right? So the beautiful people, diversity, free speech, respecting all views, tolerance. No, that's, in fact, let's hear it one more time, right? This is from YouTube. It's from YouTube. And what we've done, we've taken just, if you go to youtube.com and search for Ryan Sorba, S-O-R-B-A, Ryan Sorba. He wrote The Born Gay Hoax. That's available online at massresistance.org. If you go to YouTube, type in Ryan Sorba, it'll be the very first video that pops up, 40,000 views. And so we've taken an audio excerpt. So this isn't the whole thing, but this is the substance of it. So let's hear it again.
Ryan Sorba is an organizer with the California Young Americans for Freedom. He participated in that ACORN investigation. So tell us about it.
Just to change the subject for just a second, I'd like to condemn CPAC for bringing Go Pride to this event. Bring it. Bring it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Guess what? Guess what? All right? Guess what? Civil rights are grounded in natural rights. Natural rights are grounded in human nature. Human nature is a rational substance in relationship. The intelligible end of the reproductive act is reproduction. Do you understand that? Civil rights, when they conflict with natural rights, are contrary. Now you sit down. The lesbians at Smith College protest better than you do. The lesbians at Smith College protest better than you do. All right? Bring it.
That's just too funny. Ryan is cool. He's got guts. He's courageous.
Freedom of opinion. Freedom of opinion. Freedom of opinion.
Well, Ryan Sorba, they tried to boo you off the platform there at CPAC, but now you're on the radio. You've got all the time you want. Ryan, welcome to Bubba Near It Live.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what an honor to have you on. After CPAC ended, there were really three things that here in Denver, our conservative community, we were talking about. One speaker who said we got to support the personhood, the right to life as a person of the child in the womb. The second thing we talked about was that Mitt Romney lost after three consecutive wins. Mitt Romney lost the presidential poll. We celebrated that. And then, Ryan, your talk right there, you have guts, you've got courage, and it's an honor to have you on the radio.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
So let's talk a bit about the issue. Your book, you're known to part of that group before you got up to speak, right? Because of your book, The Born Gay Hoax?
Yeah, the Go Proud group, the panel that I was speaking on was a panel where we were supposed to give a short talk on conservative victories across the country. So I was initially going to get up there, and I was just going to give a quick talk about things that we had done in California with Young Americans for Freedom. We had established 25 chapters. A lot of the chapters have gotten very active, and I was just going to talk about that. Mm. And prior to me going up, another student from an organization that's based at the Cato Institute got up, and he said, "I'd like to thank CPAC for supporting Go Pride or Go Proud here at this event."
So that's now, the Cato Institute, which is supposed to be ostensibly a conservative organization.
Right. No, they're completely in bed with the homosexual lobby. They are complete
right.
social liberals.
Right.
They have no care for Christianity. I mean, these people are friends with Christopher Hitchens and Andrew Sullivan. They're the exact opposite of what we are.
Yeah, homosexuality represents, not only does it deny fundamental biology that God made us male and female, but it's a rebellion against the Creator who made us that way. And so that's why so many people, even like Bill Clinton, I doubt that he hangs out in gay bars, but he promotes homosexuality because intuitively he recognizes it as a rebellion against God. And so that's why the left, that's why they love homosexuality, I believe.
Right. No, it's based in pride. It's based in this notion that they can define reality in any way that they feel like, rather than having to come to know reality for what it is in and of itself.
Mm.
And, you know, implicit in this notion that they can define reality is a devastating kind of loneliness, because they're not going to relate to the real world outside the way it actually is. They're going to be trying to define the world, and they're only going to look at other people as objects to be used, and they're only going to relate to people as those people relate to their own irrationally conditioned feelings.
Mm.
And, you know, they're just going to end up lonely. But, you know, that's the core of the gay identity is emotion. It's eros at the center of the identity, when charity needs to be at the center of the identity. Christ needs
love.
To be at the center of the identity.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, eros, romantic attraction, has to be governed by the good if it's going to be a good romantic attraction. People do evil things in the name of love.
Right.
They kill people, murder packs, suicide pairs.
Well, yeah, a woman leaves a guy and he kills her because he said, "I loved her so much I couldn't bear to live without
right.
her." So, yeah,
leave
in
their
the name
children
of...
abandoned in the name of some fluid, you know, eros, romantic attraction.
Yeah, right,
right,
Ryan, like a father ends up having an affair with his secretary, destroys his marriage, destroys his children, but he can't help himself because he fell in love. This is all a lie, of course. The Beatles said all you need is love, and then they broke up. So in the name of love, there's a lot of destruction that occurs.
Right, and it's in the name of eros, and eros, when it becomes a god, or in other words, the ultimate principle upon which a person decides to act, it becomes a demon. And all kinds of evil atrocities are committed in the name of, quote, love or eros, and even of Venus, lust. And, you know, and another issue that I have, you know, I got up there, you know, this kid got up and he said, "I want to thank CPAC for supporting gay pride." And I just shook my head like, you've got to be kidding me. First of all, this kid's not supposed to be talking about this right now. This is about conservative victories across the country, not about making a statement in favor of homosexuality here at supposedly the conservative political action conference, but it, you know, they don't stand for anything. They just stand for whoever gives them the largest donation.
Well, yeah, what does CPAC stand for?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. That's what CPAC stands for.
Yeah, and you know, next year they're going to have conservatives for Obamacare there. And if they give them enough money, or you know, conservatives for abortion, if the NOW group gives them enough money, it's ridiculous. Bestiality Society will be the big co-sponsor next year.
Yeah, right.
$5 million.
Ryan Sorba, let me tell you what happened here in Colorado. The Colorado Republican Party, they invited, they honored Republicans for Choice to their convention last year. But they would not allow pro-lifers to have petitions to support the personhood of the unborn child. The state's largest pro-life group was not allowed in the convention, but the pro-abortion Republicans were allowed in. And what you're seeing at CPAC, we really have been seeing in the party here in Colorado, and we've been on the air for 20 years. This is really what's happening with the Republican money, power, and influence nationwide.
No, you're exactly right. I think that this was a wake-up call at CPAC. It lets Christians around the country know what the Republican Party and the supposedly conservative movement really stands for.
Mm.
You know, issues have waves. Right now, the fiscal issue is at the peak of the wave. Obama's introducing socialist medicine. I'm glad we're fighting against that.
But Ryan, wait. I thought that Mitt Romney and George W. Bush introduced socialized medicine. Right?
Romney did up in Massachusetts. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and the CPAC and some are up in arms because Obama's health care reform might fund some abortion. Mitt Romney, and I know, I did the research myself. It's documented on his pro-life profile. Mitt Romney authorized tax-funded, elective, late-term abortion, unfettered abortion, with state tax dollars under the guise of health care reform statewide. So Mitt Romney did far more than Obama is trying to do. And George W. Bush gave us another socialist entitlement program of virtually $1 trillion prescription drug entitlement health care reform. So, Obama's doing it, but these guys have been doing it before Obama.
Yeah, the conservative movement right now is so chock full of contradictions and so full of Faustian bargains, magician's bargain. You know, give me your soul and I'll give you everything you ever wanted.
Mm.
But once you give your soul away, you no longer have the ability to decide for yourself what it is that you want. It's give me your convention and I'll give you all the money you want. You can buy whatever you want with it. Oh, and once I give you this money, you can fight for your cause with this money. But once they've given their soul away and they've accepted that money, they're slaves to that money. They're slaves to whatever that person who's given them that money says. And they no longer have the ability to steer the movement in any direction, and they don't even have the will to do it anymore. They've just implicit in that act is the notion that their will is gone.
Well, somebody once said, what does it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Exactly.
And so they're offering us the ability to win elections if you get rid of the pro-family, social-motivated voters, the base.
Right. Become the Democratic Party, and we'll give you what you want.
Right.
We'll put you in power. Well, what good's that power if it's not, you know, if the substantive policy changes don't happen right after our people are elected? It's pointless.
Now,
it's
Ryan, I want to call you something, and you might take offense at this. I don't know. You might disagree right off the bat, but give me 1 minute to defend it.
All right.
I'd like to call you a rhino. I think you're a rhino. You know why?
Because the Republican Party has become so moderate and watered down that I'm a Republican in name only because I'm an actual...
You're an actual conservative.
Right.
You're an actual Christian-minded individual who cares about right and wrong. So you're the rhino. Now, John McCain and Mitt Romney, these guys, George W. Bush, they are the true Republicans, and we're the rhinos. I think we got to figure that out.
That's right. Yeah, we need to take the party back. And
well, that would be good, but I don't know.
If the libertarian segment, and you know, I'm... I'm friends with a lot of libertarians that are just as socially conservative as I am. So, you know, I'd like to call the people that booed at CPAC libertine. You know, they're pro-sodomy activists, and I call it sodomy because I think we all should start calling it that because it's a behavior. It's not an identity.
Yeah, and, you know some of my Ryan, some of my best friends are libertarians. But you're exactly right. They're pro-sodomy activists, and that is destructive. If they love their neighbor, they would warn them that this will destroy you and it will destroy the people you care about.
That's exactly right. And if you look at statistics relating to the homosexual lifestyle, I mean, the International Journal of Epidemiology shows that the lifespan of a person engaging in sodomy is between 8 and 20 years shorter than that of all other men.
Yeah.
You know, it shows that 3 out of 10 will be dead by the time they're 30 by the American Psychiatric Association study. It shows that, you know, that spermatism is an immunosuppressant. And when it enters into the area in which they put it,
right.
It suppresses the immune system. The skin is thin, easily torn, creates a cut, a suppressed immune system. It creates a VIP gateway through which diseases of all kinds can spread.
Yeah.
And it's like they don't even think about it. They don't even care. I mean, that's just your physical science, you know, argument against the behavior. But you know what? They don't care. You know why? Because they're afraid of this movement. They're a small but vocal community, and they're entrenched in so many prestigious organizations, supposedly prestigious organizations, that nobody wants to come up against them. Like David Keene and Lisa De Pasquale, the organizers of CPAC, they need to be called out. We need to say, David Keene, Lisa De Pasquale, guess what? You're not going to be popular if you're doing this within the conservative movement. And guess what? You know, you're afraid of this pro-sodomy movement right now, but guess what? You're not going to win any battles with them because the traditional vote is the largest, you know, segment of the Republican Party vote.
Right.
And guess what? We're going to expose you guys. And I think that what I did at that convention was, so many people got so overly confident and they're writing on their blogs. Like, for example, Andrew Breitbart, his blog, bigjournalism.com. I'm glad he helped my friends James and Hannah take down Acorn. But you know what?
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a guy named Bruce Carroll on his blog who wrote a hit piece against me for what I said at CPAC.
You're a gay basher. I could see it. But go ahead.
Yeah. They wrote a hit piece on there, but the guy that wrote the hit piece, Bruce Carroll, is actually on the board and the treasurer for Go Proud, this centrist, supposedly Republican gay front group.
Right.
And so there's some guy at BrickJournalism.com writing a hit piece against me who's on the board of directors of a pro-sodomy organization, and he's writing it from a third-person, supposedly objective, neutral perspective on the website.
Right, so much for their journalistic ethics, which is just
a facade. Right, they're calling out Max Blumenthal and everybody else in journalistic ethics, and then they go and have some gay guy write a hit piece on a pro-family activist, and it's stupid, because you know what? They're going to divide the conservative movement, because they're the ones on the offense. They're the ones that went up at CPAC and started promoting sodomy at a conservative event. And if that's the way they want it, they can have it that way. And, you know, we're not afraid to rise up and take this movement back. And, you know, we've been kowtowing and being nice for years, and I'm all about being nice. But you know what? There comes a point at which you've just got to say, this is enough. All right? It's enough. We're not giving them another inch. They're taking religious liberty away in Northern Europe. They're taking religious liberty away in Canada. They already had a bill that was designed to make the Bible hate literature. They're trying to put pastors in jail in Northern Europe for declaring sodomy a sin in seminaries. They're not even public places within their own seminaries. And, you know, the pro-sodomy movement wants to do that here in America. They'd like to have such fascist laws passed all over the world.
Yeah, that's right. And we see it incidentally here and there and there and there, where Christians are being taken to court, they're being sued.
Exactly.
Because they are not willing to participate to promote this sexual immorality that has destroyed millions of people, even just in the past generation. So, Ryan, you recall we have a contestant for Miss America, and she's asked about homosexual marriage. You know the story. And
Terry Prejean.
Yeah, and this is what she said. Do you remember explicitly what she said? She said, if a state wants to legalize homosexual marriage, that's okay by me. Just personally, I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, that's about the weakest possible statement you could ever make.
Right, because it undercuts your own argument. It says, you know...
Of course.
It says that, you know, this position has... What I'm about to say here has no weight.
Yeah, for example, what she said is against the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, because she said if states want to legalize homosexual marriage, that's fine with me. So here's what she was saying. Personally, I don't want to marry a woman, personally, but it's okay with me if the government allows homosexual marriage. For that, she was excoriated. She's not even qualified to be a contestant for Miss America, of all things.
Well, you know what? She should launch an offensive against Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is weak. He gave into actress's name?
I'm
thinking of the name of the woman that
I won't recall.
But anyway,
I'm not up on pop culture.
Here's the thing. Civil rights are contractual agreements between individuals. Civil rights, however, cannot conflict with natural rights. If I sign a civil agreement with you that I'm going to become your slave, that is contrary to my natural right to liberty, and that is an illegal contract to enter into.
Yeah, for example, Ryan, let me give an example. Somebody wants to raise money for their family, so they agree to be killed in a movie on film, like a snuff film, and they say, we'll pay your family $50,000 if you let us blow you up in this scene. And somebody who's desperate for money for his family says, okay, that is illegitimate. Your right to life is not transferable. These rights are inalienable, so you cannot divest yourself of a right like that from God.
Exactly. And so that's one side. On the other side, no-fault divorce. This is an illegal institution.
Amen.
Why?
Absolutely. You're right. Now, Ryan, we got to continue this on another show where we talk about no-fault divorce. We're out of time right now. So
Okay. How
do people find your book?
Just Google The Born Gay Hoax. There's a PDF. It'll be the very first thing that pops up. Click. It's an old, rough draft. There's a lot more to the book. The book's going to be published soon, but that's an old, rough draft that's got a lot of the information in it that you can use to defend yourself in the public square when you debate this issue. It's got 30 years of their own homosexual activists admitting that they're lying about being born gay, talking about why they're lying about being born gay, and laughing at people who believe it.
Hey, Ryan, you know Lila Rose?
Yeah, from UCLA. I used to help their group out as they were just getting started.
Yeah, live action.
Yep.
Well, Ryan, she's a co-sponsor of California's Personhood Amendment. She flew out here to Denver to speak at Colorado Right to Life's banquet promoting personhood, the unborn child in the womb. So it's thrilled to meet you on the air like this, and let's do this again soon.
Absolutely, anytime.
God bless you, Ryan Sorba. Maranatha, what a great school.